Did you see that Cowboy Seattle game?
Oh, it was a brutal game. Brutal game.
My stepson is a big Dallas fan. We had to take off his necktie and belt and take away his guns and put him on suicide watch after seeing Romo drop the center.
The snap, I know, I know.
Oh, that was unbelievable. That had to rival the Bartman scene, you know. He said, Mike said he was, he's a Cubs fan, so, he's used to that sort of thing. I guess that ranks with the Bartman incident.
Oh my God.
That's just amazing.
Poor guy.
So I'm kind of hoping Dallas would win so the Bears could beat him. So it's going to be Seattle next week, and that should be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game, too.
Whether or not the good Bears or the bad Bears show up,
I think we're due for the good Bears.
Yeah. Well, but if the pattern runs true, I think you're right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll see. So, will they beat them by, 35-7 or something like that over the season?
Yeah. We took care of them pretty well. And, plus, we're going to have our defense back in full health. Peanut Tillman's going to be back.
Oh, really? Who's going to be back? Mike Brown's not going to be back, is he?
No, but Peanut Tillman's going to be back.
Right, okay.
And they have another outside cornerback that's going to be back. And so they have this, the guy who was playing the outside cornerback, he's going to go back into being the inside cornerback. And I don't know their names right now off the top of my head.
Yeah, well, there's, my mind's a blank, too, right now. I think too much partying over the last 2 years. I got a blank right now. Manning, well, there's two Mannings.
Yes. The Manning was playing the outside.
One of them has been absolutely terrible at safety.
Well, he's the one who was playing. He was supposed to be the inside cornerback. Now he got moved to safety, and he wasn't doing very well out there because it's not his position.
Now that
Tillman's coming back to be safety, he's going to move back to the spot where he's supposed to be over the middle.
All right. Well, that should help. Harris, I guess, is still out. He's out for the season, I believe.
Yeah, I think so as well.
So there's still a little lane there, but yeah, maybe better than they have been. And that's where they've been hurt is the secondary.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why Brett Favre was able to pick us apart so easily. Not just because he's Brett Favre, but because our defense was kind of lacking.
Yeah, there's maybe a bit of. Well, is Favre going to retire now, or now is this going to be another fall?
He's still up in the air about that. I don't think he's going to retire.
I don't either. I mean, he played pretty well the last half of the season.
Yeah, so, no, he's still one of the best quarterbacks out there, as far as I'm concerned.
At least in the NFC, which is really more weak than the AFC.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
So, anyway, we are going to have an open line today, and anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy will be welcome. I do have a stupid, this is more outrageous regulation of the week, and that is. President Bush has just signed a signing statement.
Uh-huh.
After Congress passed legislation regarding U.S. Postal Service.
Yes.
Which restricted the executive branch from just opening mail.
Uh-huh.
Now Bush has signed a signing statement that says, "Oh, we can go ahead and then just open anybody's mail. All we have to do is say is there's an emergency."
Yeah, it's a threat to Homeland Security.
Right. So, and I mean, that's so open-ended, that can mean anything. So here we go again, folks. One more nail in the coffin of freedom.
Yes.
We have snoops in Washington. You have no privacy at all anymore, folks, whether it's financial or personal, you name it. There's no privacy in America. Freedom's gone, and people keep on voting for Republicans and Democrats, thinking there'll be a difference, which reminds me, a big difference in foreign policy, right, folks? Democrats are already caving into Bush on escalating the war. So much for voting for a change by voting for the opposite party in power. They're both the same party.
Uh-huh.
So, again, open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, the phone number is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a 2-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings and thank you for your support. And you're working for all right, we are back with Freedom Rings and open line again, folks. So good opportunity to get on today. We got a few lines open. And let's go right to the phones, and we have Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Yes, sir. I know we started a year off in Illinois with 100 new laws on the book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Most of those laws are just duplicate of older laws. I mean, if that's all we send our lawmakers to Springfield for, is to take every law basically takes away one of our freedoms.
Well, the main one I'm aware of is the carbon monoxide detector law. Every home in Illinois, by law, I don't know if it's by a constitutional law, but by law has to have installed a working carbon monoxide detector, and I think the penalties, if you don't have one, are just I can't remember exactly. Maybe you remember, Tom.
It's 15 feet from each bed, or with each sleeping quarters.
Right, but if you're found in violation, isn't there like a huge fine or even?
Wow, it's just like a smoke detector law. You know, the only time they're going to find it is when they put out a fire.
Oh,
you know?
Right, obviously.
Or if you try to sell your house. It's not up to code, so you've got to
right.
Put
that's,
it in.
That's where they're going to get you on that. It's just absurd. And I really hate these commercials that are just trying to capitalize on these draconian laws. I think it's Lowe's.
And And the major thing that the legislature should have worked on was this, the heating bills. The ComEd and Ameron downstate are going to raise the rates up to 24% or higher. Who knows how high?
Well, I don't know. As a libertarian, I think we should open the market up in energy, as long as it's a true free market and there's easy access for other competitors to enter. I think in the long run, it'll bring prices down.
Well, we can only hope, but it's just that it's too many laws. Why are you passing 100 new laws? One law is it's illegal to have a cockfight, and then it's illegal to bring a child to a cockfight. And it's like, well, if it's illegal, it's a same duplicate. And plus, those laws are already on the books.
Well, wasn't it Mark Twain that said something like, no American's wallet is safe while Congress is in session, or something like that, or the freedom site?
Originally, I asked some grade schools, high schools, and junior high, even college kids, to spell the governor's name of Illinois. Nobody could spell it.
Okay. All right. And well,
it's what are we learning? And it's depressing.
Well, Tom, we need a change, and people keep on thinking they vote for the opposite party in power, that things will change, and the more they think that, the more things remain the same. If you keep on doing the same thing that you've always done, you'll keep on getting what you've always got. And the main one I'm thinking of is, again, Bush, the Democrats were put into power in Congress because of the war in Iraq, but not anything else. And the Democrats have the power to stop it tomorrow.
Yeah.
They just defund the war, if nothing else. Also, with the help of the Senate, they should assert their own authority, as that they have the power to declare war, not the executive.
Yeah.
And if they had any, let's say, testicular fortitude at all, they would do that.
Yeah. They made a big deal out of the new Speaker of the House. It's the first time in 200 years we have a woman, but most homes in America, the woman is the Speaker of the House. Whatever she says goes. So it's about time Congress got their act together too. And it'd be interesting to see how you're going to.
Does she blink at all? Does Nancy Pelosi ever blink?
I don't know, but it was.
That's really scary. I mean, she's obviously had about 100,000 facelifts.
Yeah, but to see, it's interesting to see her with all her grandkids up there. It's a nice, wholesome thing to see the little kids run the rampant through Congress the other day during all the ceremonies, and it's just, as they chase those little kids out, then the real bickering starts. So, anyways, I wish you well.
Thanks for checking in, Tom.
Bye.
All right, next we have Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hi. I see where our reincarnation of Franklin Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Attila the Hun is going after Iran now. Scott Ritter prophesied way back in about a year ago that if we had our naval forces surrounding Iran, that we could look for war with Iran. And now I heard on the news on your station this morning that Israel is planning to bomb the oil sites, the oil ports in Iran. And so Bush has got the USS Stennis, our aircraft carrier, right off the waters of Iran.
Oh, that's really scary.
Yes, it is.
And if the Bush administration thinks that they've run into a few problems in Iraq, mired in the civil war, they don't have a clue what's going to hit them with Iran, because these people in Iran are 10 times as crazy as Iraqi people.
Yes, and I heard that the terrain is just horrendous for fighting.
Yeah.
But I was watching the Daily Show the other night, and they had Bush's little Scott Terriers on there.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my goodness, here Rush Limbaugh is using all these World War II slogans that I remember, hubba hubba, Kilroy was here, and comparing Bush to Roosevelt. And then I thought, oh, my goodness.
I think Rush Limbaugh's comparing Bush to Roosevelt now?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. FDR had a little Scott Terrier called Fala, remember? well, you probably don't remember. You're too young.
I'm probably too little. Just
yeah.
Too young.
But I thought, oh, delusions of grandeur. I wonder what psychiatrists think of this. And one more thing. You know that book I told you about?
Well, Bush, George W. is in total, complete denial. There's no question about that in my mind.
Oh, what is the dry drunk? I've heard that expression used.
Dry drunk?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure.
Is that someone that gets off the booze, but they never lose their addiction?
Maybe. Maybe. Could be. I don't really. Maybe else somebody else does know for a fact. I don't know. That sounds logical to me.
And listening to Air America, I want to tell you one more thing. Remember Sinclair Lewis's book, It Can't Happen
Here? Yeah, I've got it on my books, on my nightstand, ready to read it. I haven't opened it up yet. But
well, they had an author on there that has written a new book called It Can Happen Here by John Connison.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call the library and try to get it.
Oh, it's happening.
Yes,
it's happening.
It sure is happening. And now this Israel and U.S. thing, and they said on the news that's probably why Bush appointed an admiral as chief of staff, because he wants to, you know, it's really frightening with that man, with his delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, and he's getting rid of the generals and whoever are questioning his policies. Before he was going to listen to the generals, right?
Yeah.
Now they said in the field now that he said in the field, there's no way they can help the situation. But that's not cutting any mustard now. Now, as you say, Bush is just it's fanatical, you know. And then remember, as the definition of fanatic is failed with I can't remember it exactly, but if you fail once or twice or three times and you know you're going the wrong path, that definition of a fanatic is one who redoubles his or her efforts in the same fashion. And that's exactly what Bush is proposing here.
Yes, and I read in my conservative Chronicle newspaper, I'd like to see what the enemy is doing. One of these columnists wrote, and Abraham Lincoln's ghost put his hands on Bush's shoulder, and he said, God bless you, son. I went through it, too. And I thought to myself, I laughed to myself, well, maybe Elton John and his partner put his hands on Bush's shoulder. Because you remember Bush invited them and had them in the Lincoln bedroom?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We won't go there. All right, thanks, Grace. All right, let's move on. We have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Hi, good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Reason I'm calling is I remember the days when our Illinois legislature only met every other year, and that you're
yes.
probably too young to that. Remember
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice if that would happen again. However, reason I'm calling is regarding Bush not listening to the generals. He got rid of his top staff that were against him or advised him not mm-hmm. to go into the war in Iraq, and he did the same thing. He got rid
right.
of those people who don't agree with him.
Right.
And then I think we all should hang on to our Wallace like we've been trying to. Did you hear Daly on the radio yesterday? He wants to make mandatory school for 5-year-olds so they have kindergarten all day long. Now, this is terrible.
Well, this is happening throughout the country, I understand.
Well, yeah, because you know why? They want to take the children away from the parents.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly. They don't want to educate them either. They just want to train them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is true. They just want to take them away from the parents, and I think this is rotten. And he was indicating, well, because some of the mothers have to work and they don't have a babysitter. Well, we're not supposed to be their babysitters. However, if the taxes weren't so high and we weren't such a mess in this country, a lot more women could stay home.
Right.
Women could stay home and take care of their children.
Right, exactly.
And then as far as the carbon monoxide detectors are concerned, when the state of Illinois or the whole United States bans legalized murder of babies, then they can come and say that we have a right to, they should worry about us falling asleep and maybe the carbon monoxide getting us. But I'm not going to get one. I'm going to tell you why. I don't like being told what to do, and I'm
right.
like you. I'm sick of all the seatbelt laws and all the rules and regulations. And the government, they're all hypocrites. And what I do at night is I lower my heat, close my bedroom door, and I open the window. I always sleep with the window
that's
open.
That's the healthiest way to do it. Get some fresh air in there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Shouldn't have your windows completely closed anyway.
No.
Good point.
So anyway, Ken, have a great day.
You too, Teresa. Thanks for calling, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you too, hon. Bye.
All right, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. We have an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and you know, we're talking about the war, and Bush actually thinks that, you know, the army can do something, you know, train the Iraqi army and to control the country or whatever. And I'm thinking, this is the latest blurb I saw from Fox News. You have to wonder the competency of the army doing anything. When we just found out that the Army just recently sent recruitment letters out to 275 families of officers killed or wounded in action in Iraq. Oh, every Army leader is just sick that this happened, said General Richard Cody, the Army's Vice Chief of Staff. This is an inexcusable mistake. 5 years into the war, the Army can do better than this, and we will. Yeah, right. This happens over and over and over again. They sent a mass mailing between Christmas and New Year's to more than 5,100 Army officers who had recently had left the service. I guess some of them involuntarily. And more than one-third of all the Army officers who had died were sent these notices.
Hmm.
Now, if you can't even do something like that right, how are we going to teach democracy to Iraq? Give me a friggin' break. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Don. Hello, Don.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Do you have access to the computer?
Absolutely.
All right, go to WorldNet Daily, please.
WorldNet Daily?
Yes.
Okay.
There is an article there that kind of gets me going here, and I don't know which direction to start off in, on an anger tantrum.
Now, first, we should say WorldNet Daily. Isn't that the Alex Jones?
No.
WorldNet Daily. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
U.S. Infrastructure for sale to foreigners. It's an article about three or four or five down, maybe.
Okay.
This is kind of aggravating. This is written by Corsi, of course, and you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Corsi or not.
No.
He has a lot to do with illegals, the research on the fences.
Okay.
He's battling Congress because of and putting in this and that and the other, and he's also fighting for the two border guards that are in prison now.
Okay.
Trying to get them out because they were only following orders and doing what they are supposed to do. But nevertheless, we're by sidestepping here. Anyhow, did you find the article?
Well, my producer Mike has it in front of him. Actually, I don't have.
Okay.
I
well,
can't
anyhow,
see it myself.
This is where Euro Money Seminars, a UK-based company, is holding seminars to teach states and local government officials in the U.S. how to take and lease a wide range of public assets.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch. Say that one more time.
It's a UK-based company.
Right.
It's holding seminars to teach state and local government officials in the U.S. how to lease a wide range of public assets.
How to lease public assets?
Yes, ranging from highways to water departments.
Oh, in a sense, private? Well, not totally privatized, but at least get in private management.
Well, such as like Daley did with the Skyway. Such as
okay,
LaGuardia
right.
All
right.
With,
and what's the point of the article? I mean, to me, that might be a step in the right direction, to be honest with you.
To sell it to a foreign company?
No. Oh, I didn't say. Oh, you're saying foreigners. Well, I mean, it all depends if we're talking about situations of national defense or not. If it has nothing to do with national defense, do you have a problem with a company that might be foreign that might operate more efficiently and save the taxpayers some money?
If they have a lot of control over the tollways, such as like Mayor Daley's did in Chicago on the Skyway, all the money that's going in there is not going into the infrastructure anymore. It's going overseas. So therefore, what benefits do the people that take the Skyway, what benefits are they getting?
Well, it seems to me if you're going to return management to a private firm, then you're turning over all the costs to that private firm too. Any possible profits they have is coincident, or not coincident, but it goes along with any of the costs that are incurred. That's the whole point of privatization or quasi-privatization, is to take the burden off the taxpayers and to make things more efficient,
but
so that only people who use the facility pay a user fee.
But don't the taxpayers still lose, in the Skyway, for instance, aren't they still losing because they're still paying their regular... They're getting no breaks for any of this. The only thing that they're doing, they're spending their money to go overseas.
Right. Well, the Skyway is a kind of a singular example. That was a white elephant to begin with. I mean, it would either had it been totally bankrupt, or then they went
right,
with
so
this.
Let's take the tollway. Let's take the Lotto. Where would all the profits from the lotto go, as Blagojevich wishes to do?
Well, I don't think the lotto is a legitimate function of government to begin with.
Well,
so I would argue that we shouldn't have a lottery on other grounds.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but being as that it's here and the profit that's being made off of it, and the excuse for the reasons that they had it was for schools, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that they played a shell game with that.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I'm saying is, even the small amount that does go to schools is going to be completely gone now if they sell this off to some foreign entity, wouldn't it?
Well, nothing was going to schools to begin with, Don. That's the deal.
No,
they were playing accounting tricks. They were playing games with it to make it look like money. No more money went to schools after the lottery was passed than before. And
let me ask you just a side question.
Actually, I don't think any government money should be going to schools in the first place, to be honest with you. I think they should be totally private hands.
You and I are mostly on the same page. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm just in question of certain things. What do you think of the New World Order? Do you think this is a good
thing? Oh, absolutely not. No. I do believe in free trade. Absolutely, I believe in free trade, but what we have today is not free trade. It's government-managed, bureaucratically managed fascist trade, corporate fascist trade.
By all means.
And I'm totally opposed to that. I'm totally opposed to this whole idea of New World Order, which really ultimately would mean moving towards world government. And the more government there is, the worse we're all off, the less freedoms we have. So, no, I'm totally opposed to it.
But see, the point of it is that with all of this other, is this not all just another little step to that New World Order?
Maybe. Maybe not. I'm not sure. I'm not one who, let's say, 100% of the time just naturally reflexively responds to anything that when I hear foreign, and I don't necessarily see. I mean this disrespectfully, but I don't see a boogeyman necessarily, because I think the best thing that ever happened to the auto industry in the United States was Japanese competition. The cars are so much better, better made now because of the Japanese competition. And what we were having before that was internal fascist, corporate fascism, with bloated labor rates, GM and Ford and Chrysler, and cars that were planned obsolescent. And it was a horrible situation and high prices. Now we have cars that last, that are a lot better, better built, and it never would have happened without foreign competition, Don.
I agree. Okay, one other thing I'd like to just get your opinion on, then I'll get off. What about this new superhighway that's coming up from Mexico to Canada?
Well, they're going to have to implement that. What they're talking about is the biggest implementation of eminent domain that's ever existed in this country.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's outrageous. I don't even believe in eminent domain for public goods, to be honest with you.
I don't either. The other thing I have a question about is, with this superhighway that nobody can get onto, and how you get across it? Do you have to have papers to go from one side to the other? Do you have to fly over it? There's nothing in all the structure that I've seen that has an underpass or a bridge.
Well, we already have to have our papers in order here in this country.
That's true.
And the Supreme Court has ruled that you have to be, you can be forced to give your name to a law enforcement official. So that's the other thing I have a problem with what I would call the John Birch influence in this situation of looking at the foreigner boogeyman thing. We already have totalitarianism in this country, and I don't understand why the John Birch types don't focus, instead of the boogeyman outside of this country, focus on the totalitarianism in this country. Mm-hmm. We already have it. Why pose out some kind of fear of the future or fear of the foreigners coming in? We already have it. It's in Washington, D.C., and it's actually empire throughout the world. And that's the aspect of it. I mean, I would think foreign nations should be even more fearful of the foreigner United States than the United States should be fearful of foreigners coming into the United States.
Because
we're the thug of the world now, Don.
Oh, I know that. But see, the other thing that's kind of scary, too, is with the Democrats coming in the way they are, and they're storming around, and they're going to disrupt so many things.
Oh, I don't think so. I disagree with you. I think that's one party. I think the Democrats and Republicans are one party. You're not going to see the Democrats do one thing about the war. They're going to help it escalate. You watch. They're going to be part and parcel of the escalation of the war in Iraq. They're going to do a few things that just to appease their constituency, like passing a minimum wage law that Bush may veto. Nothing's going to change.
Well, I agree, but the thing of it is, we both agree that there's not a hair's difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
No.
And most of them, if you take and track back where they, you know, their history of them, where they went to school, what groups they joined with, who's their favorite persons, et cetera, and you go through the whole gambit, there's a whole bunch of them that are all intertwined.
Absolutely.
And those are the ones that are screwing it all up. But
Absolutely.
Right.
It's this noblesse oblige idea that the elite in this country is smarter than everybody else and therefore should wield their power over the world for the benefit of the world.
Yeah, but from their viewpoint, not ours.
Right, right.
Are you off tomorrow?
I only go one day a week myself. Freedom Rings is only on Monday mornings, 9
yes,
to 10.
No, I know
point.
That, but are you off away from the radio station tomorrow, et cetera?
Yeah, we'll not
I'd
be
like
at the radio station.
I'd like to invite you to our breakfast. We have a regular group that gets together every second Tuesday of the month. I'd like to invite you to our
well,
breakfast.
Well, where's it at?
At Nickery's in Aurora.
You want you to send me an email at ken@freedomrings.net for the details. I'll see if I can make it.
Well, it's at 9:30 tomorrow morning at Nickery's on Route 31.
Okay, it would help. I'm just saying, it would help if you could send me a quick... Do you have access to email?
Yes, I do.
All right, ken@freedomrings.net. If you can send me the info, I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Bye.
All right. And who do we have next, Mike?
Next we have John.
Hey, John.
Hi, Ken. I was at your New Year's party.
Yes.
And
which is one of the reasons I feel like my mind is total wasteland today.
Some of us were discussing the training of the Iraq forces, and one of the women brought up, asked, how long is boot camp? And those of us who have been in said, you know, well, anywhere from 8 to 16 weeks, depending on what branch of service and if it's time of war. And it's like, haven't they had enough time to train the Iraqi soldiers yet?
Yeah, how many years has it been?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he thinks it's a little more than just so-called training. It's a conflict that's been going on for thousands of years there. The absolute arrogance of the ruling elite thinks that they can change things for the better in Iraq. It just amazes me. It's really difficult for me to understand how they can possibly come up with that line of thinking that something that took this country and Western culture centuries to develop to move towards what was supposedly at one point in time a constitutional republic with recognizing individual rights and a secular government. This took centuries, and it took a reformation in the Catholic Church, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got radical fundamentalists that have never approached anything close to a reformation.
Islam has never had a reformation.
No.
Or anything like it.
No, and until there is a reformation in the Islamic faith, nothing positive is going to happen in those areas where these people are. But all we do is make it worse by intervening and turning moderate Islamic people into Islamic fascists.
Well, I don't think we have any business protecting oil companies to make profits. I mean, they're the ones who invested all the money. They should be the ones who invest the money to protect their investments.
Well, that's an interesting point, John. And the thing that is continually brought up is, we don't want these Arab countries controlling our oil. As a consumer, I don't care who owns the oil.
It's theirs. Until we buy it.
As long as I'm getting a market price, to buy my oil, who cares? Mm. So as you say, the war isn't for American oil consumers. It's for the corporations. Right. In part. I mean, that's not the whole thing.
Oh, right. But I mean, the thing is that a stable, you know, for instance, that Saudi Arabia with the stable government that we basically endorse, and therefore that it is the Saudi government. If we didn't endorse it, it would be a bunch of little fiefdoms,
right,
which individual oil companies would have to negotiate with to keep their pipelines open and to drill, right, and all this other kind of stuff.
Right.
Whereas if it's all of Saudi Arabia, now there's only one government, and our government recognizes that and has some say-so as to what goes on in that country.
Right, right.
And therefore, the oil companies are protected from a chaotic situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I mean, there'd be no fear if the Arabs own their oil. I mean, they got to sell it to somebody, right?
Right.
They're not making any money by letting it sit there.
Right.
So there wouldn't be any disruptions of oil. That's absolute nonsense.
Well, there might be. Short term.
But there's plenty of oil throughout the world. Plenty of oil.
Venezuela. And Russia doesn't have the infrastructure at all, or what used to be Russia.
Right.
What used to be the Soviet Union, let's put it that way.
Right.
There's loads of oil in those areas, but they have no infrastructure. And as far as I can see, the oil companies want the governments of those countries to buy the infrastructure. In other words, put it on the taxpayers in those countries so that they don't have to make that investment.
Right. John, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
All right, this is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. Let's go right back to the open line. We have Bob. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Ken?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, I was hoping I'd get in before Teresa. I would have liked to get her opinion as yours as well. But this expedited execution of Saddam Hussein, I don't know if you talked about it or not, but I haven't seen an execution that fast since Tim McVeigh. I was wondering what...
That was pretty quick, yeah.
What your thoughts are. I mean...
I'm a little ambivalent, to be honest with you, because Sudan was a thug. I like to see thugs get their just desserts. On the other hand, I don't like the death penalty at all these days because governments are just too powerful. And moreover, the way that it was handled seemed to be, you know, almost in the dead of night in this, that sense, you know, and not professionally done, and just it was like some thugs coming up and deriding him and then lynching him. That's kind of the impression. So I have all sorts of mixed emotions on it. I do know that Iraq in general is a lot more miserable now than they were before we went in and took Saddam down.
Well, do you think that they were making sure that he didn't say anything he wasn't supposed to?
Possible, sure.
That's what it seems like to me. Like when they want to shut somebody up, you know. I mean, look at how many people are sitting on death row that murdered families, and they got, you know, eyewitnesses and all this and that, and you know, you don't know what he gets executed that fast. Like I said,
right.
Unless you're Tim McVeigh, and you know, they wanted to shut him up for something, so. This makes me wonder. But also, I gotta tell you, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, I'm sure you are, but I got a hazmat endorsement. You know, I drive a truck, I got a hazmat endorsement. Well, I gotta renew my license this year, and you know I have to go down to the FBI headquarters and get fingerprinted?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Welcome to the land of the free.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean...
So you're assumed to be a criminal?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean... The way it used to be is you when you do a criminal act, that's when you get fingerprinted.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, and I don't know if I told you or not, but I picked up last year, I picked up a skid of ammunition at the airport, you know, small arms,
yeah.
Rifle ammunition. Nobody asked me to see a ID, not even print my name. I just scribbled my name on the paperwork and they said, have a nice day. And yet I got to go get fingerprinted and, you know, get a, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm, like you said, you know, we are just like the rest of the world. We should look at our own backyard first.
Well absolutely. Absolutely. It's happening here, folks. I mean, we don't need to talk about the boogeyman coming in.
You know,
it's
or
here.
The police state, because I think it's here. It's pretty much here. They just didn't tell us.
Well, it happened gradually. We're the cook frog.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a big piece of bologna that they just come by and take a slice off, it, you know, each time they go by, and you don't even realize it.
There you go.
But, all right, Ken, have a Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year, Bob. Thanks for your call. And we have Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the program. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. Bobby D. Yeah, I knew there was a reason I liked you. If the citizens and the listeners of the radio actually knew how they treated us, the truck drivers out here in this police state, they'd understand our full-time occupation with trying to get the scales of justice balanced just a little bit more to the equal side. Because these boys...
Oh, I know. You guys are really treated like criminals.
They're taught young, and they're the sickest and the cruelest of the peace officers are the ones who teach the younger ones to be combine members and how to proliferate and prosper in the combine. So when you get a new boy who wants to rip a trucker, man, it's a sad day. Puts a lot of people out of the industry, and it kind of combines my comment.
I understand the turnover these days in the trucking industry is absolutely tremendous. I mean, it's really big.
Again, that'd be sector-wise, you know. It's such an immense industry, and every piece of everything goes by truck. We've got solid, stable parts of the industry. We've got tremendous turnover parts. That's called the truckload carriers. Those are the Big Ten corporate-held companies. They employ hundreds and into the thousands of drivers, and they're part of the combine. They know that if they can beat the cost on each driver and invest in technology and make the driver part of that sausage bologna that Bobby was talking about. But see, the average driver, if he's been driving out here, it takes about 3 weeks to learn who the crooks are and who the honest guys are. It could take you 4 weeks, you know. It might take you 4 weeks, but you learn who the crooks are. You keep your nose clean. You drive your truck. And you're going to make a good living in this society. And I advise anybody who's got young people looking for it, I give DOT compliments for bringing those 75 jobs, union jobs, to the leaving military guys out of Iraq. But what I wanted to touch on today there, Guy, was the immigration problem in the Fox Valley. I think we've seen it, you know. We've seen the total cost in human and financial cost over the holiday weekends, the carnage. And men, I mean women and children who are being killed. And if any of the politicians are still refusing to get involved, I think it's time to move on them with the conspiratorial indictments and, you know, the organized criminal activities, because we have ICE and we have Border Patrol agents asking our elected officials to please shut down the illegal job mills. You know, they've got the opportunity. They're being asked to help, and they're still turning their back for the almighty greed of the buck. What do you think?
Tom, I'm going to leave that. Honestly, with you, I just had a really horrible coughing fit, and I didn't hear a word you said.
Hey, I'm glad you did it because I got it out. I love your program, and we love all the freedom fighters out there. Go, Don.
Thanks, buddy. All right. We're just about okay. Well, we got a few seconds before the music.
About 15 seconds or so.
All right. Well, a reminder, folks, if you want to take a look at previous shows or hear previous shows, they're on. Online at freedomrings.net. We also selling some t-shirts and coffee mugs and such, and you can read my writings there too, freedomrings.net.
We have to plan that rally through McHenry.
The rally through McHenry.
The no seatbelt driving.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got that to do hopefully in the spring.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Great. All right. Quotation of the week before I die of coughing. This from Ronald Reagan. Very simple and succinct. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.